Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You
says it all, ladies and gentlemen. That tune, Land of Confusion, the words, that is it. That's what we see now on the streets of United Kingdom. but before I want to speak more about some of the things I saw yesterday that makes me realise now how close we are to seeing what we've talked about for such a while. So anyway, let me start off by saying hello to everybody. Good evening. This is the English Defence League radio show. The show tonight is The Tangled Web. And say, good evening. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And let me go on to say, welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider-Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening is Dave Agadol-Milner. Tonight we'll be discussing, among other things, big government re-Brexit lies, re-Brexit, and big media on the internet, promising free speech to all and delivering only the death cult of Islam and its corrupt allies. We are preparing for our 9/11 special this Wednesday with one message: no surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that, of course, was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. And without further ado, let me bring on my wingman for this evening, Mr. Dave Agadol-Milner. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening to everybody in the UK.
And good afternoon, Jeff. Good afternoon, Dave.
And good afternoon to everybody in the States. Hello to everybody around the world and, of course, off Earth. Yeah, we've got a big, big show coming up. Just before we begin, though, Jeff, we've been telling you guys how to write to Tommy Robinson in prison for a while now, and you know this will probably be the last time we do it. It's a little bit late for a paper mail, but we can still tell you how to write him an email. It's not too late for any of those. Okay, hopefully he'll be out on the 11th, rather an ironic day that he'll be freed, but he should have never gone in the first place. Real quick, though.
No, an innocent man, yeah, exactly, Dave. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, real quick, though, guys. You want to send him an email, you'll need his real name, which is Stephen Yaxley Lennon. That's YaxleyLennon, and that's Stephen with a PH, no dash between the Yaxley and the Lennon. And his prison number is A2084CG. That's A as in Alpha, 2084, C as in Charlie, our executive producer, and G as in Golf. Okay, and he's currently being held at HMP Belmarsh. That's HMP for Her Majesty's Prison. And the website you want to register at, and you can send him an email there for about 40p, that's less than a buck American, is HTTPS. /www.emailaprisoner.com, and that's it. That's where you guys can send him an email, and hopefully by this time next week he'll be off with his family, enjoying freedom and enjoying his wife and kids and having an awesome time. So Jeff, man,
exactly, Dave. I have a feeling, and this is I heard a. Something that was said earlier on today that it could be possible that he's already out. He might have been released a bit earlier.
I don't know.
If that's the case,
yeah.
I'm so pleased. If that's the case, which is
amen.
It's just that it's rumoured that this is what might have happened. But let's not speculate because, you know, we like these rooms where it just puts them off the guard. So, you know, false errings, etc., etc., red errings. So, yeah, he could have been released already, guys. Yeah, he left his out there, your maggots out there. Tommy could already be out. Hey, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there you go, Jeff. I got to tell you, Jeff, that there's enough red herrings out there usually to fill a fish market, man. So you never know. But
you got it, pal. I like that. That's good days.
Yeah. But guys, we just want to remind you one more time. We are going to be having our 9/11 show on Wednesday. Okay. That's going to be at the normal show time, which is 8:30 p.m. In the UK and 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States on Wednesday, not Thursday this week. And we're anticipating having with us Ken McClinton, who is the CEO of the Exceptional Conservative Network, and he's going to be bringing his own style to this 9/11 commemoration show. We're already working on it, guys. It should be off the hook and pretty good, and quite the commemoration. Jeff, 9/11 is 18 years old. It's old enough to vote.
I know. This is what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we all say this, Dave, that the time's gone by, but we've not. It's stuck very close in our mind. It's not in the back burner or nothing like that. We, at EDL, and everybody that's associated with us, what we do, will never forget that day. Never will we ever forget what we saw. It's embedded in our brain. A lot of us had nightmares over it. We couldn't sleep with what we saw. I've often said it, Dave, haven't I? It was like you was watching a disaster movie unfold, but you didn't quite understand. You couldn't get your head around it. And then you realise when the second plane crashed into the building that this was an attack. This was an attack, and we wasn't sure whether we was going to get it. There could have been a coordinated attack all around, everywhere in the Western world, couldn't it? That's what we was... See, this is why they closed down airports left, right and centre, because it could have happened, couldn't it, Dave? You know, this... You know, and what we see, that the absolutely horrific events, we could have been talking about this on an absolutely catastrophic effect, a thing that could happen across the globe, couldn't it, Dave? So, but then again, what we saw, we never forget. We never forget. And as long as this radio show exists, so I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't forget those people, every life that was taken, because this cult of death, we won't forget who the perpetrators were behind it. All this making up excuses, all these corny, these conspiracy things, all this crap we heard, and that we've been hearing for years. We see what happened.
Yeah.
We see through our eyes.
I don't give that anything.
And that's what I just want to put out there. Dave's like me. We saw what we saw. We witnessed what we witnessed. And we was all torn apart. These were people, you know, all across the world that was in those buildings. Not just from the United States or from the UK, but you had Muslims in the building. You had Sikhs. You had every people that you could think about that lives on this planet in those buildings. That's how it was, Dave. This was a United Nations. Well, no, I don't like the word United Nations, but I mean, nations all in the building, wasn't it? In the two buildings, the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is.
This was everybody. The world was affected by it. I mean, it's a knock-on effect.
True.
Everybody who's had a family, there's extended family, etc. You know, this was thousands upon thousands of people whose lives are affected on that that day. That's why myself and Dave and other people like ourselves won't ever forget it. We'll never forget what we witnessed, what we bear witness to. Horrific things that sometimes we didn't even know was going on until we caught up with some of the footage and the people who were closer to the buildings and seeing people leaping out the buildings. We didn't see that, you know, face up like that. But then it unfolded, didn't it, Dave? You know, and but we've got something that Dave As usual, he's the Dave's the man. He's the man. I've got to thank you, Dave, for what you've done for this evening's show. I've been having a few issues lately, ladies and gentlemen, as you know. Now, Dave, I said to him, Dave, my fingers, they've been awoken. I've been bleeding a little bit, tips, you know, like me, ladies and gentlemen. And Dave said, don't worry, Jeff, I'll get it sorted. And you know what? Within a couple of hours, Dave got the show up me. So once again, thank you for the great slides. Thank you for the script, Dave.
Yeah.
You are the man. You're the man. My wingman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dave, my wingman.
Well,
we're
you know,
shout out there. We talked to Jan the other day as well, didn't we, Dave? We talked to Jan, and she's
know,
a busy lady, and she'll try and join us when she can. But it was lovely.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
lovely
exactly.
to catch up with our Jan, Dave.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, I mean, if you want to look at it like Star Trek, Jeff, you know, you're our Captain Kirk. You know, I'm sort of like Mr. Spock, and of course, Jan would be Lieutenant Uhura. You know, all hot and everything. But Jeff, you've got somebody else that's hot right now, and they're so hot that they actually beat out CNN. And I know you want to give a shout out, brother.
Oh, Rebo! Oh my, what an awesome the Sunday Long Live radio show. What can I say? You know, we saw some statistics today. I think the Sunday Long Live radio show is. I mean, she's stomping all over the opposition, literally, all over these leftist maggots out there. CNN, she's smashing them. She's smashing them. This show is so unique, ladies and gentlemen. So unique. I love it. Do you know what? It broadcasts from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And I'll tell you what, me... I'm glued to it. I'm glued to what I'm listening to because these great people. We talk about the issues that's going on in Ireland. Talk about what's going on in Australia. Got a great guy, Dumbbell, good friend. Really like this gentleman, and of course the great radio host herself, Rebo. Wow, Ree, if you're listening, you're awesome, lady. And she's good-looking with it as well, Dave. You know what I'm saying, buddy? Absolutely. Awesome, awesome lady.
Well, some of the best ones are, Jeff. It almost comes with the territory. Look at Pamela Geller and, you know, just so many of the other, you know, Jen and so many of the other ladies that are so good at this media thing. They're... They're just as sharp as they are beautiful. Jeff, now another person who, you know, who was sharp and who has been victimized by the UK is Melanie Shaw. And I know you wanted to debrief everybody on the demonstration for her that happened yesterday and a few other things.
Yes.
Right.
Well, yeah, Dave, as I say, there was a demonstration yesterday on behalf of Melanie Shaw. And, you know, people are now really, really stepping up this because this lady, a whistleblower, who actually witnessed murders actually happening. Well, not whistle, actually, she was told about the murders by someone who was trying to murder her, believe it or not. This was a documentary about what she talked about just before they threw her back in prison and say, as we know, where she is now, basically being sectioned, you know, and it's somewhere. But it was good to see people turned up yesterday to speak about the her plight. And no one's, you know what, no matter what, you elitists out there, you know who you are, you know what's gone on, you know this is all going to come out. You do understand, you can put people away, but you know, we're all standing up, we're all in Melanie's corner now, another whistleblower, another lady who's away. So we don't forget these people which you are persecuting and what you've done with Tommy Robinson. You think that you can just do that, shut us away, section us off? You think people just forget because you do that? You, the governments, do that, this country, this corrupt, evil government of yours? No, we will fight. will fight until Melanie's released. The same as we'll fight for everybody that you put in your school, what they call them, stew legs or what, because it feels like that now with what they're doing to patriots across the country, trying to silence people. But you know what? What I saw yesterday, Dave, I realise now the people have had enough. This Catlin process, I see it, I witness it firsthand. They've had enough. Could be signs, seeing the first real signs of the shots across the bow. I do believe everybody has had enough the way they're being treated by Metropolitan Police. The heavy boy tactics, the batons above their heads ready to smash people's heads in, and people standing there saying, you what, do your best. You know, what people should do is go with our, you know, helmets, you know, umbrellas, etc. Now, that's what I'm calling for. Anybody, you patriots out there, if you feel about these things, look after yourself as well. Don't forget, you're just flesh and blood. Don't forget, when they attack you with their body armours and God knows what else and their pepper sprays and all that, you, Skinner, you just got your coat and your whatever you're wearing, T-shirts and your heads, your unprotected heads that they smash, they split open. Time to get real. Time to do battle with these people, but do it in the right way. Don't provoke the confrontation. They've been confronting you every single step of the way. But, you know, there's only so much that people will stand. And you've got to sort it out, guys. You've got to make sure that you go, and you don't want to be battered to the ground and thrown in a police van. Make sure that you are protected. You know, with your head, please cover your head, guys.
Be smart, yeah,
like,
yeah, there you are.
You can stand, but you get a baton crushing down here, guys. You know, they're trained to smash your heads in. You are cockroaches in their eyes. Remember that. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking our patriots out there to really think about, when you go at this demo, where, get a baseball, reinforced baseball hat. How about that? Get it sorted. Protect yourselves, because they want to hurt you. They want to hurt you. Don't forget, you know, all this evil out there, that they're not going to prevail over us, the true patriots, who's willing to shed their blood on the streets and have done so on numerous occasions over the years. We see it. I wanted to get out to the patriots. Guys, if you go and the police are at smash, for goodness sake, have a baseball cap on that's reinforced, that you don't end up, you could get brain damage. They could smash you so hard, you collapse the ground, you end up, you know, brain concussion, God knows what else, you know, blood clots on your brain. Don't let them do it to you. Make sure you're protected. Go fitted up better than what you are. I'm just talking that because I care about our patriots out there, Dave. You know, I love them all.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah.
But I've got to say that because I get fed up with seeing the bully boy tactics like that. Innocent men and women. I've seen old pensioners pushed over before in wheelchairs, Dave. How many more times have we got to witness that? And we stand up and say, oh, that's wrong. You get smashed over the edge yourself. We've had enough. Well, I'm not on the ground, but those people are. You know what? I'm talking about you guys, all of you guys and ladies out there. You know, make sure you protect yourself better. You know, they want to come at you hard. Look at the way they treat the lefties, eh? Oh, you've been a naughty boy. I've had to put your arms behind that. Oh, don't you hurt me. I'll be trying to be as gentle as I can. Hello? The real world is you treat people no different than any other people just because they're leftists, just because they're paid to be instigators, paid to create problems. We all see through you now. All of us. And that time of doing that, this tyranny is going to be over soon. I mean that. Now, we've all had enough. Dave, I love taking that bit, but I just feel so angry with the way I keep seeing these police wanting to batter our patriots, people who love their country, that would die for their country. But see, like, they're going like cattle to the slaughter. That's what it feels like sometimes. I've watched these lads, brave lads, standing up against the forces of darkness and standing there and getting it. And he comes back and says, good, you can do better. Because that is you. That's the way you are. You're brave. You're courageous. And we love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to see you being hospitalised or bunged in one of these, the old paddy wagons, they call them, Dave. This is the year of the Patriots, guys. No matter all this Brexit going on, there'll be a time, there'll be a place. And all these traitors out there, I'm talking about all you lot. You know what I'm talking about. You know I'm talking about you, elites out there. There's 2,000 of you or so, most elite of the country. Don't you think it's going to be a safe place for you? Because when something does go down, all what you could put in front of us, we will meet you. We will meet you. We will overcome. We'll take our casualties. I guarantee you will meet that day. You'll be standing in judgment of what you've done. And it'll be read at you, like Nuremberg trials. It'll be read to you. So don't think that you can just run away. We'll come and get you wherever you are, whatever part of the world you tend to go to. Because we've got tracks on most of you anyway. I don't even realise that, Dave. They're so stupid, aren't they? But, Dave, back to you, I'm sorry. I've gone on one now, but I just wanted to share my thoughts.
Well, you know, Jeff, it is very frustrating. And it's easy to understand why you say what you do, you know. But one of the things I want to talk about this time, is Brexit, because so much is happening so fast with it. And, what we're going to do is what we did on Thursday, read a story or two out of the Daily Mail and, you know, just generally bat the ball around, so to speak. All right. So, Jeff, get that batting helmet on there, brother. And we'll start with one. Now, this one, honestly, is a little bit confusing to me because the guy that is in this headline is kind of a jerk, really not a good fellow at all, okay? But check this one out, guys, okay? EU chief Guy Verhofstadt, okay? That's this guy, this is the same guy, I think, that that compared Brexiteers to Nazis. I think that's what this guy is. Okay, now he's calling a Brexit delay unacceptable, and he's suggesting an election should be called as France threatens to veto an extension beyond October the 31st, despite Remainer MP's new quote-unquote law. So, Jeff, that right there suggests that there's something suspicious going on up in here. Now, I'm going to read the bullet points. We got several of them. Okay. E. Ledrain said delay to Brexit isn't possible under the current conditions. All right. Here's the next one. Guy Vander, Guy Verhofstadt agreed, said delay was unacceptable unless there was the quote unquote deadlock was resolved. So that's interesting. Okay, and the next one, Boris Johnson, opens up 14 points over Labour in a new poll despite the Brexit chaos. Well, that's not a surprise, honestly. And the prime minister will refuse to ask the EU for a Brexit delay at a meeting in October the 17th. Bold move there, Jeff. And here's the next one.
Goes on to say, you can throw me in the ditch. We're still going ahead with a Brexit. That's what he basically said. That's Boris for you, mate.
And the next one, he says, we'll put prime minister at odds with an anti-no deal law passed by Parliament. It would almost certainly trigger emergency legal challenges in the Supreme Court. So things are fast moving towards chaos, everybody. And it came as Amber Rudd resigned from the government and the Tory party last night. She said the last straw was the PM's decision to sack 21 Tory rebels last week. Well, Amber Rudd really, you know, showed her true colors. Yeah, okay, yeah, next one. So she claimed...
I say boo,
90...
boo, boo.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
She didn't go earlier, Rudd.
Yeah, she claimed 90% of the government efforts are now focused on a no-deal Brexit. Well, that's a good thing. And the next one, Sajid Javid, hit back and said the government is serious about getting a deal. In other words, getting a treaty. But that's Sajid Javid, and you have to take that with a salt lick. And the last one here, Dominic Raab said the government will test the limit of the anti-no-deal law. So, Jeff, your comments real quick here.
My comments are is, look, it's already got the Queen's prerogative there. It's been prorogued. She's already signed off to it. Doesn't matter what they say. He can keep pushing. And as you said, look, he had this discussion, or the discussion was had with the Queen about the situation. Quite obviously, he had two of his colleagues or people, his council, to see the Queen about this. And she listened to what they said, and she signed off to it. So it's quite obvious that she's quite happy for it to go through without any delay, basically. And the same as with Boris. He's just staying his ground and let them throw whatever they want at him. But all I say is that they try to delay it and try to do what they do, they could find themselves in one of these big dustbins like a few years ago. We've seen people turfed out from the building and thrown in the bins, or as they come out, they're thrown in these big wheelie bins. Don't think it can't happen to you lot out there. Don't think that that couldn't happen to you. What you think, oh, no, that wouldn't happen in the United Kingdom. Don't take it too much, because it could happen to you. And we'd be very happy to throw you in these big bins and put the lid on you. There you go. So you keep pushing. There's no way. Look, we're not standing by and letting you just do this, railroad over us, when we've already said out means out. I mean, there's a big shout now. Oh, Boris Johnson. Oh, yeah. They're all chanting for him now, Dave, across London. Man, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, we're going to fight it. We're going to go. We're going to exit. That's all there is to it. We want a big deal with your president, Dave. We want to see the deals. Oh, I think it's going to be awesome for this country. So, come on, guys. Keep the blinkers on. Don't listen to the noise around you. Push forward, Boris. Stuff them, mate. We're behind you. You have got balls, mate. He's proven he's got not just balls, he's got space opera's balls, mate. He's bouncing all over the place. Do your thing, Boris. Get us out. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to be sorry about, Jeff. I mean, this is your country, and you're seeing, man, what I find fascinating about that headline, and when I read it earlier, I was like, holy crap. Is that this, you know, guy Van der Sloof or whatever his name is, you know, I mean, the guy's a total jerk. He seems to be agreeing with Boris Johnson, and there's no reason for him to. He's been opposed to a no-treaty Brexit ever since its inception, ever since the Brexit vote.
Never trust a politician, how they will say one thing and do the other. They talk out of one side of the mouth and do the other thing on the other side of the mouth. So don't be surprised, Dave.
Yeah.
You should know you've got the politicians over there do the same, brother.
Oh, I know. It's part of the reason that I wrote, like, you know, the title of the show, man. You know, that's part of the reason. You know, it's this tangled web. You know, this web of lies, this web of deception.
Yeah.
Take a look at what this hand is doing.
A tangled web, a spider's tangled web or something. I can't remember now.
Well,
I did like your thinking behind it, because it is a tangled web, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, well, look at it this way. The saying is, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive, all right? That's the old saying, Dave. Yeah. But I did you a favor, by the way, Jeff, this time, and I did not include a picture of a spider in the slide. So
what, really? Yeah. I haven't got my spine. I've got so used to them now.
I decided to leave it out. It was too easy.
It might even have a birthday cake, but it'd be a spider involved in it somewhere. Am I right, Dave?
Well, it happens once in a while. Yeah, you know, once in a while I got to slip a spider in. Let's keep Jeff on his toes. You know, I mean, it's just keep his aerobic exercise going. But now here's the deal. Now I'm just going to read the headline here, brother. Boris Johnson will, quote, test the law to the limit, end quote, to defy anti-no-deal bill, says Dominic Raab, amid growing speculation the PM will take his do-or-die flight to deliver Brexit on October the 31st to the Supreme Court. See, Jeff, what I think is going on here, brother, is that this is being set up. You know, we've seen pitched battles in Parliament and in government so far. This is my God, man. This is almost Boris
putting his alarm on and saying, "Stop you!" Put his middle finger up and saying, "The people want this, and I'm going to deliver it, no matter the cost to me. Whether it's the calls for a general election, I don't care. I'm doing it for the people." And thank goodness we have got a man who wants to do it for us. And you know, we know all that goes on in the background, but I think he's being sincere. That he wants to do this because that's what we want. If he does that, I mean, he knows this would be the greatest achievement, you know, in our modern times that since everything to do with Brexit and that we've had a true, honest prime minister who wants to do it for us, no matter what the noise going on around him, you know. If he does that, I will say by the majorities, the Labour Party will be stomped all over. They'll be finished. If it means an election, it could mean that Jeremy Corbyn will be stomped away into nothing. It could be that
I won't be sorry.
With Nigel Farage could make sure that Brexit succeeds and it goes through. Stuff the rest of them. That's it. I do believe this is the way it could possibly unfold. I'm seeing different scenarios. I'm probably the same as yourself, Dave. But this is it. He's already given his allegiance. For us, he's given his allegiance to Boris. He's always said that. If we're going to get this through, we'll get it through. I'll do it with you. So there you go. This is saying that if that happens, this could be one of the best things that's happened to this country for over 47 years ever. We've been involved with this, this big scam that's took money out of our pockets, taxes, for such a long time. But let's do it. Otherwise, we do this, it's war and peace. It's war or peace. Either you do this, and it could be a nice, peaceful, prosperous country, or you deceive us. And then that's all bets are off. This is a big call to arms for the people. And you won't win. No matter who you put on the ground, you'll be defeated. You'll be defeated and you'll be shown up to the world to what you really are. So it's up to you. It's war or peace.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter about all what the Labours and the elitists might say out there. It's war or peace. And you do not hold the reins when it comes to the people. Our sovereignty, we will fight to the death to preserve our sovereignty. And I'm speaking on behalf of probably millions of patriots across the country. I hope I am. If I'm not, you can slap me next time you see me, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
So that's the way I look at it. It's just me speaking out the way I feel about things. You know me, I'm a warrior of old. And I'm not what you call a dove. I've got a hawkish way about me. It's the way I am. It's the way I've lived my life. So this is me just speaking my mind. Even though I could come under and be persecuted for it, you know what? Do I really care? No. I care for the freedom of my future children in this country and what's right for the people in this country. That's where the thing is of being a politician and being a patriot. That's we love our country and we do anything to protect the country and do what's right for our country. They have sold our country. They have sold our country out. They sold us out. No more. No more. We're not putting up with it. So that's just me, Doug. It's just my thoughts.
There you go. Well, Jeff, you know, just to back up what you said, their next headline over here is leave voters. Okay, back a Brexit alliance to win the election landslide, overwhelming majority of Tory and Brexit Party supporters want Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage to join forces to deliver an unassailable majority. And I think that would happen, Jeff. I mean, however you look at the Brexit Party, which, you know, Jan has had her suspicions about it, and I understand those. It is still backed by real people who want a real Brexit. And, you get Bobo and the true Tories together with the true Brexiteers. And you throw in the ones that have been betrayed. You know, all those people, Jeff, from those Labour constituencies that voted Leave. You know, and whose representatives in Parliament told them to get stuffed. Yeah, you throw those in too.
Yeah.
And Labour, Labour could be having to pack their bags, man. That's what I'm observing right over here.
Yeah.
You know,
pack your bags or we'll pack them for them. That's all we say about that, Dave. I've just got a little message just from my Discord from one of our friends, Dave. It's called Love Doctor, but we know him as Noddy. He said,
"Hey, Noddy.
I'm listening to your show. I'm not able to text the message, though. Love what you're having to say." So there you go, Dave. Thank you, Noddy. God bless you, brother. I'm firing brimstone tonight. I'm firing all cylinders, aren't we, Dave? Firing all cylinders tonight.
All right. Well, you know, that's much appreciated. Much appreciated. Yeah. Okay. The laugh of the show, is Amber Rudd, who claims that she would have lost her seat anyway if she hadn't resigned, and is calling on conservatives to step aside. To step aside. It's like, no, baby. Sorry, but you need to step aside and then step aside some more and then step out the way. All right. Exactly. It doesn't matter whether she steps, backwards or off to the side. It doesn't matter. But look, if she's not going to back a real Brexit, then she's not needed anymore by the people. Really Americans. Americans.
Well, she doesn't represent the people. That's what she's doing. Is she's not representing the people. People don't want her. They know that she's betrayed them, like most of them, that Boris Sacked have betrayed the people. It's not what the people wanted. They've gone against us, and of course Boris said, you've gone against the people, you've gone against what I said. So you've gone, bye-bye. And don't let the door hit you in the face on the way out. Go on, jog on, as he puts his toe up the backsides and kicks us out.
You still have these lefties or these people who pretend to be on the right side of things, all right? And they're still coming out with crap, Jeff. I mean, you got this headline here, okay? Philip Hammond claims. Now listen to this crap, Jeff. Claims the Conservative Party is being turned into an extreme right wing faction.
he would say that. That was Muppet.
What a Nimrod, man. Come on, dude.
Well, he always has been. He's always been a dipstick. We've always thought him that way. I've never trusted him. I trust him as far as I could throw him, and I couldn't throw him very far. But, of course he's going to say that. Because you know what? Boris is turning out to be someone that the people, the patriots of this country, are looking towards. He's working on our, he's working for us now. He's not working on behalf of the government. He's working for us. You know what we asked them to do, what they also have done, was to work on our behalf. Mm. And he's the only mm-hmm. one who stood up and said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to deliver. And there's a big feather in his hat if he does. And then and he might have problems along the way.
Man.
But he just needs to just put blinkers over his eyes and turn the noise off from you getting either side of your Boris and push on. Push on.
Yeah.
Don't forget your predecessor, Sir Winston Churchill. Never, ever, ever surrender. Push forward, Boris. Be brave. Be courageous. Do it your fellow patriots across this country. No matter what they call you, no matter what they call the Conservative Party, you're doing the right thing for the people.
Absolutely, Jeff. Jeff, no, you're right, man. You know, and hopefully we haven't always agreed with this guy, and he does have some learning to do. But you get what you can get one bit at a time. And if you guys can get a clean Brexit, all right, to where you're not still part of Europe and all that, that's the beginning. You know, it won't be perfect, obviously, but you can get the rest later. You know, this is a start. Now, one of the things I like, Jeff, about all this is how the Labour Party seems to be just collapsing underneath itself. You got Angela Smith, who's become the third to join the Lib Dems in a week, after claiming both the Tories and Labour are now in the grips of extremists. So that's been going on. Yeah.
Dave, you got to laugh at these people. What planet are they on, Dave? Panic Zog?
Exactly. Well, you know, if it's Labour, it's probably like, you know, Planet Hitler. I mean, check out this next headline. Man. Check it out. Okay, Labour plunged into chaos as MP joins as MP John Mann, MANN, by the way, guys, quits to become the government's anti-Semitism czar and says he will never forgive Jeremy Corbyn for letting anti-Semitism hijack the party. And he's talking about the Labour Party there. Jeff, how many stories have we done about
the Labour Party? Thing that you can throw towards any party, anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. which we know has been right. He's telling the truth. He'll never forget. How could you forgive someone who embraced that, who let people embrace this death cult culture of what they've got? Anti-Semitism has no place in this country, no place whatsoever. And to see it in the so-called Labour Party that's supposed to care for people, well, they're mm-hmm. showing the true colours what they're really, really about. You can't hide behind that. You can't pretend that it's not happening. It's happening. So don't blame. At least the guy's being honest. He probably goes to bed when all this is going, thinking, I can't do this anymore. It goes against everything I believe. You see, sometimes people got that thing inside that says, this is wrong. This is wrong. They're anti-Semitic, this lot. What the hell am I doing here? Do you know what I'm saying, Dave?
No, Jeff, you know what it is, man? It's called a conscience, and we all have it. And,
exactly.
You know, people like that, you know, get up one day and say, okay, I can't, you know, I have to listen to my conscience. I can't, as you said, brother, I can't do this anymore. Jeff, I'm thinking that it might be time for two things. Maybe time for you to call back in and time to run our SHR media promos. What do you think?
I think you've got to. I'll tell you what, Dave, you can do that and just take the runs. I just need them. I've had a cup of tea, but it's gone cold and I drank it earlier on, so I need to make myself a cup. If you can just do a couple of things before. It won't take me. I just need to make a cup of tea, Dave.
No worries, man. No worries. You know, make a cup of tea, you know, and, you know, call back in, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I'll have a quick pop. You don't mind, Dave.
Oh, goodness.
Dave, don't worry, I put me louver. I did forget I had it there. Never mind. Dave, let me pass it. I can't resist it, mate.
Just look after your broom, brother, okay? Yeah, man. All right. Now, guys, Now, just to remind everybody, okay, this Dean Spence League radio show is associated with SHR Media, which is in the United States and has a lot of good programs. Now, you can hear this program here that we're running right now. You'll be able to hear this one later this month. And you get to hear these programs again, edited into little, about 30-ish minute bites, a little pretty easy to handle at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. And there'll be other stuff on that page, too, from the Unpleasant Blind Guy. That would be me, by the way. My regular show times and the times that you can hear repeats of the show in the those manageable bites is 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern time in the United States, and at that 6 p.m. in the U.K., all right? And on Saturdays, I can be heard at midnight Eastern in the United States and at 5 a.m. in the U.K. Okay, now, the program can also be heard. My program, The Unpleasant Blind Guy, can also be heard at the SHR Media page at YouTube and at shrmedia.com and on the Western Free Radio Network. I can be heard there as well. So, you know, guys, there's plenty of different ways to listen to that one. You know, there's going to be good stuff coming up. And just wanted to remind everybody once again that we will be having a special 9/11 show on Wednesday the 11th, not Thursday this time, Wednesday the 11th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States, or at 8:30 p.m. in the U.K. and at 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. So please be here for that one. And we are hoping to have Mr. Ken McClinton, who is the CEO of the Exceptional Conservative Network, with us on that day. Now, if you happen to be listening to UBG on EDL, which is currently running on the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com, you can hear this program live at 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States and 8:30 p.m. In the U.K. on Thursdays and on Sundays. All right? And with all that information at your fingertips, just want to let you know that I can also be reached myself at, you know, I'm Dave Milner or Agedor, A-G-G-E-D-O-R, at MeWe, Minds, Spreely, Mumblet, and I'm always Agedor, of course, on Gab, and I'm UBG Contact on Twitter. So, yeah, get hold of me those ways if you'd like to, and you know, give me any show ideas or whatever, and things of that nature. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and play this promo or these promos here for the SHR Media Network. There are a lot of good programs on here, guys, and a lot of these people are friends of the show. So please give these a listen. This is going to be about 3.5 minutes long. You are listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on shrmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny. 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific every Wednesday. Live and direct on the SHR Media Network. shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad. Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
And welcome
back. Well, not my cup of tea. I had a comment. I got a comment from this Discord from Noddy. He said, Amber Rudd is a leech. I explained myself about Amber Rudd, didn't I, Noddy? He goes and says, gravy train springs to mind, laugh out loud. And then he goes on to say, God bless you, get a warm cuppa. I love that. Yeah, thanks, Noddy. That's appreciated. And I've got a nice cup of hot tea now, mate. We're ready to roll again. Where am I, Dave? Who am I?
Well, Captain, we're about to steer into another nebula over here in the old ship here. Hey, by the way, folks, I just want to say that Jeff is also available. If you want to get a hold of Jeff, he's available on Gab and on MeWe and your other places too, Jeff. But I just want to throw that out there.
On DLive, I'm looking at DLive as another base that we can project a show as well. So I'll be looking into that in more details. But
Telegram.
Rebo, I'm going to give you another call out. What an awesome show you had going on Sundays. Yeah, I look forward to Sundays now, Dave, you know, not only for our show, but to hear a Sunday long live radio that's nothing to do with like mainstream media. They speak, you know, how we speak about things. Maybe,
oh, you mean they tell the truth? Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. That's refreshing.
Sunday long live radio with Rebo. This is going places, Dave. Stomp all over CNN. I love anybody that does that, and I'm glad I'm a part of that.
I'm glad to be there
watching it happen, Dave. And especially with our show. I mean, we broadcast live, as I say, from New York, didn't we, Dave? I'm actually in New York, even though I'm in Ipswich. I'm in New York, really.
just across the lake from me.
That's across the lake, isn't it, mate?
Brother.
Yeah, no, I just feel pretty good about what I've been listening to. I want to say that, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we heard the sad passing of Kel Fritzy, a great patriot, call her Warrior Princess because she was. I mean, when she was over here, she did what she did. Awesome. I managed to get hold and talk to her husband today, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know anybody that's who knew Kel. Actually, you know, give me a bit of information of Kel. She was in hospital for 4 days. And she passed away at 2:20 p.m. I'm not sure what day that was, Dave. What day? August the 20th. I'm just trying to
the
think
20th.
Of the day. Yeah, the 20th. I was just trying to think of the day. But as I say, you know, at least we know a few more. And just to let you all know, guys, if you think there's already been... Kel was cremated, ladies and gentlemen. Kel was cremated. She didn't want no fuss or anything like that. There was a family involved in, you know, when she, the, you know, sort of been cremated and that. So I just want to let some of our listeners know. I've managed to, as I say, talk to Mike today. As I said before, Mike's an absolutely smashing guy. And he filled me in a few details. And so I wanted to, you know, people that listen to the show, and, you know, when Kel used to be the co-host here, you know, so I thought I'd just pass along to you. I did give Mike all of our condolences. It's, do you know, it's 3 weeks. That's what he said. Do you know what, Jeff? It's 3 weeks. I went, I know, man. I said, I only heard the other day. And it, and what it, what, the reason why is because, unfortunately, Mike hadn't got her passwords for, you know, the Blog Talk Radio, et cetera, and Facebook. I think she'd closed the Facebook down or been, whatever happened to Facebook. So that's the issue, because you know what Kel was like. She was very secretive about her passwords, wasn't she, Dave? You know, like me. But I just want to just give the our listeners out there who knew Kel a few details. That as I say, there is a memorial this Tuesday, and her spot used to be Global Patriot Radio, which used to have a spot was probably 6 o'clock Eastern Central Time. Is it, Dave? Eastern Central Time. And 11 o'clock GMT, our time, or British Summer Time. So
that would be
6
p.m. Eastern, Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, I
can't
remember. 6 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Dave. Just to let you people know that if you want to, as I say, pop in and call in and just speak about, you know, your thoughts with Kel and... I thought I'd just let everybody know that that they can. There is a memorial day that's been set up, and that's why she was part of the Blog Talk Radio family, wasn't she, Dave? You know, she'd been there as long as what I'd been. I think she was probably there probably a month more than what I was, so that was 7 years. So 7 years and a month, whatever it might be. But anyway, Dave, I just wanted to let our listeners know exactly you know, the what happened, and so she was in hospital for 4 days before she passed away, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to let you know that. Okay. And her lung had collapsed, basically. I can't go into other details, but that's what Mike told me. Her lung had collapsed, and they couldn't do nothing more to help Kel. They made her as comfortable as they possibly can until she passed away at 2:20 p.m. On the 20th. So with that, Dave, let me pass it back to you, brother.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah. Now, you know, the tangled web, you know, it does, as the script says, include big media, which is kind of entangled with big government. It's all part of the same. It's all part of the same corrupt system, in my opinion, anyway. And in the course of my normal scanning around for decent news and everything for the show, I came across this here from Ezra Levant, okay, and this isn't one of his audios. I'll be reading this, so I apologize in advance, everybody. The story on this one, you can find this at the Rebel Media's website. Website, guys, is censored. YouTube, here, let me get this up here. YouTube pulls a Rebel Media video critical of Trudeau, saying it, quote, violates ground guidelines. Okay, I'm gonna bring this down here and read this a little bit. This one here, by the way, guys, is by Ezra Levant, and we're gonna just get up into this. It's not a long story, but you know, it is an interesting one. Okay, here we go. Something strange and disturbing happened to us this week. We were censored by YouTube in a way we never have been before. All right. You'll remember that I did a lengthy monologue. And by the way, if you guys go to the Rebel Media website, there's a link there to the monologue about a story in the Jerusalem Post that quoted a Lebanese newspaper that reported a Hamas leader as saying that Canada had offered to take 100,000 Palestinian migrants from Lebanon and Syria. An unnamed liberal spin doctor said it wasn't true, but it sounded plausible. The idea of taking 100,000 more migrants sounds exactly like something Trudeau would want to do, along with his Muslim immigration minister, Ahmed Hussein. Okay? Now, let me scroll down just a little bit here, guys. All right.
It's a matter of times now, Dave.
Yeah. And then I saw this story in a mainstream Canadian media outlet. And the headline for that one, with a link, by the way, is the following. All right. Sorry, guys. Palestinians, refugees in Lebanon want asylum in Canada. Okay. So who are you going to believe? As you know, every day we put out a short video clip from my monologue up for free on YouTube to encourage more people to become subscribers to the full show. We've done this hundreds of times. We've published more than 13,000 videos on YouTube. Now, that's impressive. And I'm going to just go ahead and bring this down a little bit more, guys. Okay. All right. But this time, YouTube banned it. They blocked it. They took it down. This is just pure politics. But by whom? By Hamas, who was quoted in the story? Probably not. Excuse me, guys. Probably not. They like this story. They're the ones who first talked about it to the Lebanese newspaper by Trudeau, who doesn't want to look like an idiot and wants this story smoothed before the election. That's more likely. Okay, let's go down a little bit more. We know from staff who work at Google and YouTube that they have internal blacklists in the company, and the Rebel is on that blacklist. And by the way, there are links to both of those guys in this story. Okay, we haven't had censorship problems with YouTube lately. They have throttled our traffic and cut off our funds, but at least they had let us publish our videos. Okay. And that's going to be it, I believe, for that. It'll say here, guest lawyer Manny Montenegro joins me to talk about Justin Trudeau pipelines and Omar Khadr. Okay, and that is the end. Finally, your messages to me, and that is stuff that's further down on the page. But guys, that's it. Jeff, your comments.
Yeah, well, Saint Nefarious is going on there, whatever. YouTube now, what can we say about it? I don't know how to, my opening shots across their bow. I don't know what to say about YouTube because we're seeing them doing this sort of thing all the time. The word, I suppose, is nefarious, what we're seeing happening. Trying to shut down people speaking about these things. But there's where we are. But there is a battle going on. I think they don't even understand at the moment that even people like YouTube, who think they're above things, are going to feel the full weight of what's going to happen over the next few months. But it's definitely nefarious is the word. Am I right, Dave? You used to use that word. With what's going on, and how evil their intentions are. Whoever's behind it, whatever, maybe it's a lot to do with money. As you say, all this is by greed and money, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
And of course,
plenty
of money to be fed in their system to do the propaganda and to get rid of people, like-minded people, righteous people, who want to speak out the truth. So this evil that's battling against us, we will prevail against them, and we will use other platforms. We'll find another YouTube. We'll put people.
There's already another
in motion of other things being put in place that's like YouTube. So don't think that they can. They've got the monopoly of it all. They have at the moment, but you'll be seeing a lot of people out there. That they could take all their business away and YouTube will be left floundering. It'd be like the Facebook and the Twitters out there. Everybody's starting to look for different positions, where to rally. And that's what I think we're going to see, Dave, aren't we? Unless they make amends of their ways and we start seeing a total turnaround. That's all we ask, to, I think, evenly balance. Otherwise, there are people out there who that we can look towards to do these things that they used to do. People would eat it up to get the business. So YouTube, Facebook, your Twitterers out there, you just think about it in that way. That there's always other platforms that other good people can go to.
That's true. We do also have BitChute out there, Jeff. So and there are a lot of people who are posting there. So YouTube
that
is it,
and that's becoming very popular. Dave, we have got a caller. I'm hoping it's a good one.
Okay.
But we don't know just lately. We've had a few issues, but I'm going to take this for face value. Dave, get ready. Here we go. 513-5 you're live on the English Defence League radio show. Go ahead, what's your name and what would you like to discuss this evening?
Hey Jeff, it's Pastor Michael Green in New York City, and I wanted
to good evening, Michael.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I just want to convey my continued support for the EDL and your program.
Thank you, brother.
And, of course, if I may, it'll take about 30 seconds, if you could permit me that time. You know, we all know that Kel passed away, and I think everyone that knew her was very, very, I guess kind of shocked and just taken off guard And of course, we're still mourning her loss. I knew Kel pretty well, as you guys know. So I had written something. It's only 2-3 sentences. And if you would permit me, I'd like to read this. Actually, it was Kel's passing that inspired me to write this. And here it goes.
Please do, Michael. I was talking to Michael the other day, Dave, and I did give a few details. I did talk to Mike today. Is exactly what happened, Michael. You might have heard earlier what I was talking about. So, but yeah, please go ahead, Michael. It's always good to hear your brother anyway.
Life on this earth is short. We are only here for a brief time. Always remember to tell those you care for, your family and friends, tell them that you love them and be loyal and steadfast in your friendships. And do good in this world, be caring and compassionate, patient and forgiving. As Christ has forgiven us, let us be forgiving to others. And let us bring love, not hate, not the hate of the enemy. And may we do the will of our Father who is in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Michael. I'm sorry about that. I'm very OPD. Thank you for the inspiration of speaking, and they were lovely. What you had to say there, Michael. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, when we lose someone who we've known or we feel close to, it just reminds us of our mortality. And, you know, none of us know how long we're going to be on this earth. So we just try to pray that God will use us to make a difference in this world and do something for others and serve a cause greater than ourselves.
Amen. So, Michael, I hope you don't mind me. Oh, Pastor Michael, I hope you don't mind, but I've got someone who's on Discord who's it's one of our friends, and he says, thank you for those words, he says, Pastor Michael. So he wants to thank you for what you had to say there as well, brother. So that was lovely. Thank you, Michael. But as I say, I wish we had a little bit more time, because it's always lovely to talk to you. So we're coming down to the last, 10 minutes or so of the show. But it's always good to talk to you, Michael. And you know, you can call me any time. What we did the other day, I can share with you some other things that if we want to talk a bit later. But don't forget, Michael, this Tuesday there will be a memorial at where Kel used to be, the Global Patriot Radio Show, which that spot used to be. So I think a lot of us will turn up for that to speak a few words about Kel. So, Michael, once again, God bless you. Thank you for calling in, brother. It's always great to hear you. It's a sad occasion, but unfortunately, these things do happen, don't they? You know, it stays out.
Yes, they do.
But thanks again,
God
Michael.
Bless.
Thank you for calling in, brother.
God bless,
God bless
Jeff.
You.
God bless, Dave. God bless.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Yeah, that's
Okay,
yeah, that's Noddy. He said thank you as well. So, yeah, thanks, Michael. Catch you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
All right.
But Dave, those were nice words, weren't they? Those were nice words that... Pastor Michael had to say about Kel, you know, and losing a friend and that. But, Dave, as I say, the time seems to go so quick on our shows, don't they, mate, eh?
It's
a blur sometimes, isn't it? Dave, do you know what? I made a cup of tea and I got back, I sat down, and you were still playing out the little jingles that we play. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Well,
that
bath,
though, Dave.
Yeah. Well, what can I say, man? I can only talk so much, and you know, it turns into a big ego fest because I'm telling everybody where they can find me and everything, and people don't want to hear that stuff.
All
so.
Right.
But we've had quite the show. We've got one story left, Jeff, but I think we'll hold it back because. I feel another show theme coming on after we do our 9/11 special on Wednesday. And that's going to be at the regular time, everybody, 8:30 p.m. in the UK and 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. And as I said, we hopefully will have Ken McClinton, CEO of the Accessible Conservative
Network. Awesome gentleman joining us. That's right, Dave, isn't it? Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be the thing, man. I think the show that we might do after that is going to also touch on some of the same sort of things that we've been talking about this evening. You know, things that affect us all. You know, it affects the movement. It affects how much we are able to get out there as far as the message and the truth goes and things of that nature, because you know, these big fat cats and their big fat cat corporations and everything, you know, sometimes they can do a lot of damage. And certainly the purveyors of things like YouTube and Googly and Facebook and all these things have aligned themselves with the satanic forces. So we're going to keep on that, guys, because it means a lot. Yeah, it means a lot. And you know, Jeff, you know, it's been an honor to do the show with you tonight, and we got through some good stuff, and hopefully people have got some good information. You know, the censorship has to stop, and as you said, we're migrating over to other places. You know, just to let people know again, you and I can both be found on Gab. You know, and you know, you and I are both on MeWe, right?
We're moving targets, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving targets, aren't we, Dave?
That's right. That's a big thing. I want to say, you know, at the end, that's great advice. Is you know, be a moving target, guys. Save all your files locally on your own computer. You know, burn your own CDs or DVDs and save all those precious things there. Don't trust any of these online outlets, because you never know when they're going to be compromised. And as Jeff said, be a moving target. Don't just sit there on, you know, in the Facebook ghetto and let them ban you or whatever. You know, there's so many other good places around. They take a little time to learn how to use, but they're pretty good. I mean, I personally recommend MeWe. And Gab, Gab is a bit of a learning curve. Jeff will tell you that. But
Dave, we got to let the listeners know that they go to Gab.
True.
You've got to experience. There is, don't forget, it's a free for all sort of a
it's
platform.
An
you know, you're not
speech,
censored.
Yeah.
There's a great thing is you're not censored, but you've got to put your blindfold on to some of the things that's going on around you, because there are some unsavory people out there, Dave, aren't there? There are some unsavory people.
Well, there are, Jeff.
You just got to remember, being a free speech, that is what you just got
gonna,
to do.
You're going
to
hear it all.
Put your guard around you and just turn it off, switch it off. That's how we turn the volume down on them, don't we, Dave?
Well, you know what, Jeff? The best thing about Gab is, it is 100. It's pretty much 100% free speech, and yes, there's some jerks and some evil a-holes and a few racists and anti-Semites on there.
Yep.
But all you have to do is block them. All you have to do is block them, and you don't see any of their crap anymore. And you can share your free speech with everybody else, with good people. And it's moving, guys. You know, just as, you know, what's his name saying in the 1960s? I always forget that guy's name, but he could not sing. Anyway.
Who you like?
Play a harmonica. I could probably do about as good as he did. But anyway, guys, we're getting up on the time. We've got 5 minutes left. Just want to tell you, please check out the Unpleasant Black Guy page at Spreaker.com and on YouTube at the SHR Media page. My show could also be heard there. My show times are 1 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, and midnight Eastern on Saturdays. That's 6 p.m. In the U.K., Monday through Friday, and 5 a.m. in the U.K. on Saturdays. So, you know, please check out that. And I'm also on the Western Free Radio Network. And I just want to say again, Jeff, thank you. Thank you to all the guys who commented over D Live, and I just want to say the foot soldiers, angels, Brexiteers, and all the global patriots out there. Be prosperous, be blessed, and no surrender. Here you go, Jeff. I'm going to throw the mic at you. Catch you.
I've well said. I've just had a link as well. I think you've got a link to D Live, haven't you, Dave? I think you've got a link. But Noddy gave me it, so I'll pass it along to you in a little while. But you might have it already. I'm not sure. Have you got that D Live? Did I send it to you before, Dave? I'm sure I did, didn't I?
You might have, Jeff, but it won't hurt to send it again.
Yeah, well, I'll do that. That's out the show. I've got the link that he asked me to send you. Noddy asked me to. But I thought I'd sent it before, but be nice. What's Noddy saying there? Pastor Michael, the link to this. Oh, yeah, and he wants me to pass it to Pastor Michael, Mr. Michael Green as well. So, Dave, once again tonight, the show, as usual, as we know, goes so quick. We had so much to talk about tonight, and we still got another story that we will hold back until Sunday's show. As I say, it won't be a Thursday, but we'll have our the special, the 9/11. Please tune in to that radio show. It is... it means a lot to me and Dave, and of course the EDL, to everybody that makes sure that you're there, because we are doing something a bit special this Wednesday. So there you go, Dave. Once again, thank you for what you do, mate. And I'm thinking about Jan. I'm giving you a wave out there, Jan. You might be listening. You never know. No, she's busy. And, of course, everybody associated with the English Defence League radio show, everybody in D-Live, and a big wave to Rebo, if you're listening, Re. God bless you, what you do. You're awesome. With that, myself and Dave, from everybody associated with EDL, we're saying good night. Godspeed. God bless. And please, please, be vigilant out there, guys. Please be vigilant. You never know. Good night. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye. We're going underground.
I'm so happy I can see the fine things happening here today. I show up strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and of mine. If I need you, like that's the start from its right. Then the public gets what the public wants. Might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green up back to be here. So what you get? You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and don't waste your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. We'll be right back.
know, of course, the show's gone very quick this evening. There's so much to speak about this evening. As I say, it's just one of those shows, it's a blur. It goes so quick, the time. You know, that's... our shows are never different, are they? They go so quick. We've got so much to talk about. As I say, thank you, everybody, for listening to the radio show tonight, especially my friend Noddy, otherwise known as the Love Doctor. Yeah, the Love Doctor is a good friend of mine now, and anybody else that might be listening on from Discord. It's a great platform, by the way, guys. Absolutely awesome. So anyway, guys, we'll be back again this Wednesday. This Wednesday we are having a 9/11 special. So it is. Can you believe it? Dave said to me, "Can you believe it, Jeff?" Earlier, it's 18 years. Do you know, 18 years. It's just hard to take in, isn't it? And it's just like, you close your eyes for a second, think of where you was, and if you're like me, you just remember everything the way it unfolded. You can, it's like just turning the film on and watching the film from the beginning. And that's how it is with most of us. We never forget that. So anyway, we'll be speaking a lot more about this event come this Wednesday, the 9/11 special on the EDL radio show. So from myself, from Dave, from our team, for everybody associated with the EDL, our media team out there, God bless you guys, you do awesome work. To everybody associated with everything that we do, all the foot soldiers, all the angels, you know you are, we love you guys, you are the you're awesome. That's all I'll say. You're awesome. Good night and God bless. And no surrender ever. Good night, everybody. See you Wednesday.